Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Good morning. It's Philip Pullman, Director of Community Outreach for Senior Radio. This morning, you'll be listening to a new series titled Aging Gracefully. The concept behind the series is to educate the community that the transition and process of aging does not have to be daunting. This self-help informational platform will provide knowledge to everyone, including opportunity and options of self-care, self-help, and preventative health. We firmly believe that if the aging community look and feel good, it will encourage a positive impact on their lives. Aging Gracefully is being brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Aging Gracefully. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and I join you every Sunday morning, and it's so great that you're tuning into this. And of course, our regular senior radio segment on Saturdays at 11 o'clock. Aging Gracefully is a Senior Radio Buffalo production, and it's brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of healthcare in Western New York. And I don't need to remind you that that also is mental health care, and especially through this pandemic, we have really heard from a lot more people who are having a harder time getting through this. And look at everything that COVID has thrust at us. First of all, it's been sickness, it's been death, it's been loneliness, it's been isolation. This has been a tough 2 years for an awful lot of people. And we're not quite all the way back yet. So if you have discovered that your mental health is suffering, or you know somebody who is also having problems and they're having an issue trying to get past this, we'd want you to know there's plenty of good help here in Western New York. And by all means, get out there and seek it out. Now more than ever, people are speaking up about the issues that they're having. It's actually perfectly normal if we have a mind and a brain and we're being put upon that we're going to suffer some stress. So this morning we're speaking with Tina Sunker, who is a social worker with Catholic Medical Partners. So Tina, good morning, and it's nice to have you with us.
Good morning, and thank you.
Listen, are there some mental health conditions more than others that should be addressed when we're talking about our senior population?
Well, I found that some signs of mental health that might need to be addressed is maybe a change in energy level, irritability, anger, loss of interest in once enjoyable activities. Maybe they've had a recent loss. They might be going through some grief. some sleep patterns. Maybe the individual is sleeping too much. Maybe they're sleeping too little. Also, maybe the person is not having three meals a day. Maybe they're only having one meal a day. These could be signs of depression, also signs of anxiety. Some of our seniors have weight loss, sudden weight loss. Maybe they have isolated themselves. And as you mentioned, during the pandemic, they're not receiving as many visitors as they once did. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not going to church or not socializing like they once were capable of doing.
Yeah, for that first year, we talked a lot with the directors of the senior citizen agencies and services and our groups and our clubs, and it, mm-hmm. how they were trying to reach out, you know, to everybody by virtue of Zoom or more phone calls, just to get that you know, that friendliness and the camaraderie and the company, you know, let people know that they're still there. And they're just waiting for things to get back to normal so we can go back to the way we were. But what you have said, Tina, is that it reminds me that there are many physical problems that really is associated with our mental health problems.
Yes, there is. Such as perhaps the person may have basically during the normal aging process, we may lose our hearing, we may lose our vision. We may have recently had a stroke that has left us, the individual, with some physical limitations, maybe some speech concerns. Also with the loss of vision or hearing, the individual may no longer be able to drive, and they can no longer maybe attend social activities such as day programs, church services. They can no longer visit family community services out there. So, yes, this can all come alongside as well with mental health.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with mm-hmm. Tina Sonkers, who is a social worker with Catholic Medical Partners, and I'm Linda Pellegrino, hosting here on Aging Gracefully, a subsidiary of our Senior Radio Buffalo production, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners. So, Tina, do you think that the senior population resists seeking mental help more than any other particular group?
Personally, in my experience, I think sometimes seniors don't know where to go and seek the mental health services out there in the community. Some seniors, they don't have, they don't know how to do Zoom. They don't know how to use a cell phone, or they might not even own a computer to seek out resources. In my experience, seniors, there have been some seniors, they just don't want to seek out mental health services because they don't want the neighbors to know. And I try to explain to them, no one knows unless you tell them. Mm-hmm. And finding and seeking out mental health services is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. There's benefits out there to seeking mental health services. Perhaps with the proper care and treatment, it would allow you to stay active in your home longer. Involving counseling just would allow you to just have a better overall mental health.
Yeah, now we're hearing about a lot more people seeking help, and it's great because they're really destigmatizing the fact that mental health issues are everywhere, and everybody, I think, at one point in their life could use some help when it comes to getting through some tough times. Do you think in any way that the senior population is more reticent to still kind of feel stigmatized by that word, you know, mental illness?
Yes, I do. I do. I think that seniors, they do think that it would definitely be stigmatized. Years ago, it wasn't talked about, and now you see signs everywhere out there. I think definitely during the pandemic, anxiety has come more to light for seniors in all ages. I do think it's with the seniors, it's just a matter of talking to them, letting them know what services are out there. I know right now during the pandemic, there are seniors that don't want to leave their homes. Some mental health agencies out there are doing Zoom calls. They're doing telehealth calls. They're making home visits, even though if the senior does want a home visit. So I do think at times just talking with a senior, explaining what services are out there, kind of breaks down that wall or that barrier to seek mental
absolutely.
Health services.
Tina, you are so right. This is Tina Sonker, everybody. She's a social worker with Catholic Medical Partners, and they help bring us aging gracefully. You know, it's funny because I'm entering my senior years now, Tina, and I remember my grandparents, they wouldn't even mention words like cancer. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would never mention a woman's body part, you know, that was private. They just wouldn't even say the word. So you can imagine what treating that generation, how difficult that might have been when you didn't even talk about things. It was almost like if you talk about it, you're going to get it, you know, so we're just not
exactly.
even going to mention it. I mean, my grandfather died of, I'm trying to remember what kind of cancer he had, but they never said it in my family. They never said it, you know what I mean? Because it was just mm-hmm. like, well, he had problems, you know, down there. And I'm like, oh, what does that mean? You know, and hopefully we're doing better with recognizing that our mental health is as important as anything else. And there's plenty of good people around who can help address this and really, really give us some great help.
I'm talking to seniors out there, like you had just mentioned years ago, the word mentioned to me is institution.
Oh.
I try to stress to seniors that is no longer the norm, but that is what they grew up with years ago. And even in my family, I had an uncle that was institutionalized, and it wasn't talked about.
No.
So
no.
It's just trying to break down those walls, letting the seniors know what services are out there. And if you do need some help just with counseling, that doesn't mean that you have to leave your home and give up your independence.
Right. You know, people would be so surprised at the volume of people who are looking for expert help from someone else. Even therapists have therapists because they're hearing other people's problems all the time. I mean, it's a very healthy thing to be able to talk things out with someone and get some guidance on things.
Exactly. Exactly. Like I've always mentioned, you, the more knowledge that you've learned, it empowers you. So I try to do as much as I can to help the senior population. I answer a lot of questions, and I don't claim to be an expert, but if there are questions, I will definitely seek out the answers and help the senior community out there to the best of my ability.
You know, usually when we wrap up a segment, I have a phone number that everybody will go to if they're looking for information. There's so much about this, Tina. We have a plethora of phone numbers. So if you want to give us a few of the top ones in the final minute of the show, please go ahead.
All right. I know there is a Niagara County Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services at 716-439-7400. There's Erie County of Mental Health at 716-858-8530. Erie County Crisis Services, 716-834-3131.
And that one's open on weekends, right, in 24 hours.
Exactly.
Right.
And Niagara County Crisis, 716-285-3515. And I also wanted to mention, you can also call 211. It's a free and confidential link to Health and Human Services. They are available 24/7. Or you could go to www.211wny.org as well.
That's great. Tina Sonker, thank you so much from Catholic Medical Partners. We're talking a little bit about the signs of mental health issues and what can be addressed and what should be addressed when we come to our mental health and seniors' mental health and the kinds of things that counselors are seeing. Aging Gracefully, folks, we're so glad you tuned in. It's a Senior Radio Buffalo production brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance, and at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Hey, everybody, you're back with us again here on Senior Radio. Linda Pellegrino, always so happy to be with you. And, I mean, with everything that's happening around the world and everything that we're exposed to right now, I think there's many times where you say to yourself, yeah, I'm not even sure it's worth getting out of bed. I just don't know about this crazy world. But, you know, as we have all known, hard times before, you can't live that way. You have to get up and you have to move. You have to keep moving forward because, as they say, the sun will come out tomorrow and there's always a better day ahead. I have a wonderful in-studio guest who knows this firsthand and has really done something about it and wants to share that with you today. And that is Richie Durwald. You've seen him entertain for years and years in Western New York. And Richie is so honest about his own self and his struggles. And Richie, good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Linda.
And it's great to have you in studio because every time I talk to you, you're very, very upbeat. And because of the situation, you've decided we have to be proactive. We have to move forward and do good things with other like-minded people. And we're going to have great days. We're going to have really good days. And you have started up this venture called UpProject.us. Tell us what UpProject.us is.
Well, it was started by Nels Ross, who is like one of the most entertaining people I've ever met in my in entire life. I said he was like Dick Van Dyke and Stan Laurel, but who can really juggle? And Dr. Catherine Ann Sweeney, Dr. Kate, she has her theory of relativity. And that group, the UP Project, you know, we all agreed that there's enough negative nonsense in this world, and we wanted to start some positive nonsense. And, you know, you can't go wrong with putting the fun into fundraiser.
Absolutely.
I mean, and we met some incredible people from the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary, and we're going to do something, and that's where we're going to try to put a little extra fun into a pre-existing platform, and everybody knows it. It's called Bald for Bucks.
I like Bald for Bucks. I've been bald. Not even for bucks.
You've been bald and not even, I wish this interview
that,
was
huh?
longer.
Well,
my gosh.
10 years ago when I was on chemo, oh yes, that so was all part of my life too.
So yeah. You know that a positive attitude is incredibly important.
It's everything. You know, and it's funny, Richie, that you should mention that, because I used to write down a lot of, you know, doctor's visits and things that I would talk to with other women. And there's just a lot of stuff that comes along with cancer that you're dealing with for the first time. Now, I was always very positive about my outcome because I caught my cancer very early, okay? I never would mean to cast aspersions on anybody who has a much more serious, you know, bout of cancer than I did. But I used to tell my husband, I said, you know, I would love to do 10 minutes of stand-up on cancer for other cancer
10
survivors.
10 minutes of stand-up?
Yeah, because, and that's my husband would look at me, I said, no, there's been a lot of humor because the things that your body goes through, nobody would understand this but another cancer survivor.
Wow.
And you either laugh or cry about it, you know? And just some funny stuff. And I used to write stuff down all the time and say, I don't think I can go forward with this because I think people would be offended. But having been the person who went through it myself, it's like anytime you're going through something and you say to somebody else, who would believe this? You know, if this would happen. That's a moment, you know, that you can make something humorous out of it. And that's how you have to look at some things. You're going to laugh or cry,
gosh.
You know?
I'm blown away, first of all. I love the whole stand-up idea. You could totally be on our up team. You know what I mean? Up, because that's the whole attitude. So you wrote a stand-up routine about going through...
Right. For myself, absolutely. About
for
myself.
Yourself.
Right. It was about myself for others to try to get them through it and understand that they weren't alone.
Oh my gosh. And they
this.
Certainly, I mean, everybody knows someone who has gone through this,
you
right?
Know, it's the way you feel, it's the way your body looks. It's you know, these tests that you're taking, these crazy biopsies. I mean, you have to have, you know, experienced it. But you walk away, you're shaking your head going, I just can't believe that. It's like, I'm going through this. But like I said, there's a lot of moments where when you're learning different things too, you actually... Before you actually learn what different things do, you have a lot of misinformation in your head, and it's good to find out that that's not true. But that's kind of that can be funny, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, good, because I thought I was going to have to do this when all I have to do is this. But anyway, I'm glad to hear that you guys are doing your own thing, upproject.us. So tell us how people can get in touch with you about upproject.us.
Well, they can go right to our website, and it is upproject.us, not .com, upproject.us.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the Bald for Bucks, we're going to be posting everything on the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary Club Facebook page.
Oh, how fun.
So we're going to have updates and things like this. We're going to have crazy Saturday Night Lifestyle videos.
Oh, fun.
And one thing that I always tell people, too, is, I didn't stutter because I was nervous. That's just what I do, which is one of the things that frees me, is being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And I can do that in front of all these Buffalo Sunrise people because they're fun-loving people who want to do good. They put service above self. And as far as community service, I never knew it could be this fun.
Yeah, that's great. That, you know, that means that you're really doing something wonderful and something that's very necessary. And, you know, just bringing a smile to somebody else's face is everything. That's everything.
It is.
You know?
It is.
And now you're gonna help out with the Bald for Bucks, and that usually benefits Roswell, right?
Oh goodness gracious!
Definitely,
it's
gonna benefit Roswell Park, and so you can find out more about that, just like Richie was saying, by getting in touch with the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary Club because you're going to have a Bald for Bucks fundraiser in March to support Roswell Park Cancer Institute. Do you know where that's going to be? You have any details on that yet?
Yeah, here's the details. We are launching this thing, and the first thing that we are going to do is we're going to challenge all the other Rotary clubs in the area.
Oh, that's a lot of them.
To get involved with this. Mm-hmm. We want to put the fun into a fundraiser, and we want to really let everyone know that this Bald for Bucks is a great opportunity to do good.
Yeah.
And we're going to let them know with fun. If people want to wear a crazy hat or a wig or everything, we are going to make the silliest videos that you've ever seen for a great cause.
So you don't necessarily have to go bald.
You
to
don't
get involved.
No, I mean, people can cut their hair, style right. their hair, grow their beards, or we're going to find a lot of other things that we can do during this little campaign. Mm-hmm. If you will. And again, you can go to the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary Club Facebook page and see all the updates.
Wow, that's great. That's great, Richie. I'm so glad. And you have been involved with upproject.us for a while now. And as you were telling me, something like this, when it has momentum, it's like a little ball that goes downhill. It's just going and going, and more people want to get involved with you. And I think that's
yes.
great.
And yeah, and I haven't even scratched the surface. I thought we should concentrate on the Rotary Bald for Bucks fundraiser.
Right.
But it's going to be fun. And hopefully I can tell you a little more about our arts and education programs.
Oh, that's great.
And we have programs that are like TED Talks meets America's Got Talent. There's so much going on. But right now it's all about a Rotary Bald for Bucks fundraiser.
That's great, because you know, we learned through the pandemic it was no fun to be by ourselves. It was no fun to be alone. We don't want to do that again. We don't have to do that again. There's so many people now who are really reaching out and saying, let's get back to what we were. Let's even do better than that. Let's get together, and let's get together for a good cause. And you know, you can't get better than this. You're really
no,
doing it all.
No, you really can't.
Yeah.
You really, and I think we need to, again, encourage one another, build each other up, and we're all going to enjoy our life more by hanging around with these optimistic people
right.
who put service above self. I am telling you, it's great for your mental health.
It
Trust
is.
Me.
It is great for your mental health. And I do remember two more things from my old stand-up. One
okay.
was I used to have I was telling Richie earlier that there was a time where I really wanted to do 10 minutes on just surviving cancer. And I said, there's a lot of funny stuff there. I said, I used to have a t-shirt, and it said, of course they're fake. The real ones tried to kill me.
Oh, my goodness.
And I love that.
You should see where she's pointing.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's breast cancer, right?
Yes.
And then the rest of it, I can't really remember because you have no short-term memory when you have cancer. So the rest of it's buried back there somewhere. Well, but it'll come
that.
To me.
I lost a lot of brain cells in the 80s, and I have no memory either. So.
But anyway, good stuff. All right. Richie Durwald is here for upproject.us. Look that up, okay? Get involved with these folks, and don't forget the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary Club Facebook page to get involved with their Bald for Bucks fundraiser. We're putting the fun back in fundraiser. And remember, you heard it here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo's Aging Gracefully, the show that focuses on educating our active seniors and caregiver community. Every Sunday morning, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate in our show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Aging Gracefully has been brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.